You obviously are speaking for yourself, but you also have colleagues here, and I'm sure some of them have talked to you, and you don't have to use their names. Can you tell us what patterns or the kinds of examples that others may have had with respect to this?
I have to say that most of the time, those who were in a family setting, it was a bit easier for them. Those who were alone, be them the women or men, it was a bit more difficult for them. When my a cousin of mine joined me with my two girls, it was easier for me because I could go home to my family, know, and talk. And some weekends we'll leave, just go to some place, sit, and in a lodge or in a place. I believe that some people were affected in a way, you may be affected and you don't know that it affects you, you see. Nobody will come openly and tell you that, Justine, you know what I heard yesterday. But I know that women were very affected. The women colleagues were affected by the narration, the stories narrated about rape. I remember one day sitting in a booth with a colleague, and she just started crying. This woman was describing how she was raped. And then I just saw tears, and we all had to leave, And men had sit there and they were working. But again, that same colleague, a year later, she will sit and hear about rape and she will be there, interpreting. No more tears, no more, just repeating what she heard.
The numb stage.
Yes, the numb stage, about. Yes. Mm-hmm. The numb stage. We all went through that at one stage or another.
And what happens past the numb stage?
Past the numb stage, you continue to live. As I said, you don't know how it affects you. But I, because I try to reflect on it, I know that at one point it comes out some way, somehow. I don't know how it will come out as far as I'm concerned, or maybe it has affected some other people already. But what was good was that at least about 2 years ago, some people were brought here. We went for a group,
group therapy.
Group therapy,
yes.
Where people could talk, just air it, remove it, let it come out. Just to talk how it affected them.
And there were professionals.
Yes, three professionals came from Nairobi that listened. But then again, people would not talk publicly. You know, they want to have a one-to-one session with whoever is there. And then you won't know exactly what will transpire. But at least they could... Things like breathing, how you could breathe, just to de-stress, because the stress was too much. To de-stress, sleeping disorders, these are the type of thing. You go home, you don't sleep, you don't know why. And this is not a problem that you've been having, how to de-stress, how to try to sleep, etc., etc. I don't want to touch on the issue of alcohol, because... some drink, but I don't know if it's related to what they've been seeing or hearing. I don't know if they had that problem before coming here, so I don't know.
Had you, and I don't mean just you, had somebody in authority in the language section had asked for that help that came, or did the superiors, the people above, decide, those people, the interpreters?
I really do not know how it came about. It wasn't only for us. It was for the whole tribunal.
Ah,
yeah, it was for the whole tribunal. I don't know how it came about.
So they had different sessions?
It's different session, yeah. Went into that group therapy, you know, the people we listened to.
Was it just
them.
One session at that time with your...
Yes. We went at... there's a lodge not too far from here called Ngurudotu. We were there for 3 days.
Oh, okay. So it was quite a long...
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah. We were there for three days. Then there was another session just to go somewhere and relax. You know, stay with colleagues and joke about anything, do some games, you know. Yeah, we had two such sessions. Yeah.
Two such sessions. Mm-hmm. And did that help you to share, when they were gone, the people, the interpreters,
it did help.
I mean, not just individually, but so they felt a little more open with each other.
Yeah, it did help. Yeah, it did help.
Has it lasted, do you think? Or
yeah. I
have there been more, or just that
no,
one?
No, yeah. We only had that one.
Okay. Now, I heard the other day that last year there was a permanent psychologist or person who was brought on staff.
No, he's
here.
He's here now. Yeah.
Yeah. Has that person been made available to?
He is. The way I see it, and there's an e-bulletin now that he sends.
Yes.
You know, on several issues, career development, alcohol, how to deal with it, and blah, blah, is a weekly. You know, he sends it, he writes it, sends it to us for revision, revise it for him, and then it goes out. Yeah,
but
he's readily available.
If somebody on your staff, for example, was having problems, you know, with, as you've described, could that person seek this? I don't know, psychologists, I'll call it.
I should think so.
Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And could get maybe some one-on-one time with that person.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Do you know, again, without using names, do you know if any of your staff has taken advantage of that or has used that?
No.
They wouldn't have to tell you.
But I would go if I see him if I had a problem.
Okay.
If I wanted to talk or, you know, I would do that.
Do you know what his qualifications are? Has that been...
He did send something. I don't... It was available to us.
Okay.
I cannot tell you exactly what, you know, but I know that he's been working in such settings before.
Is he African or...?
He's from Latin America.
From Latin America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's called Jorge Serralta.
Okay.
Yeah.